Folks, your OS reviews. Now, as the marketplace is filled with more and more lower-end tablets running on a full version of Windows 8.1, such as the HP Stream 7, a 7-inch tablet that runs for just $99, it's always interesting to see how more higher-end tablets and hybrids will fare with a much more expensive price tag. Today we have, for first look purposes, an HP Envy X2, and we're just taking a quick look at the hardware and how the device in general performs just in terms of specifications and the hardware. And the Envy X2 is really designed to be more of a premium tablet and a convertible running on Windows 8.1. The Envy X2 has a 11.6-inch capacitive multi-touch-enabled IPS display, in addition to specifications that are more in line with mid-end slash kind of entry lineup of tablets and also laptop computers. However, the price point is anything but inexpensive or basic. It actually retails for about $900 in the US, which is extremely expensive considering you can pick up, again, a Windows 8 tablet for just $99. Taking a look at the design, it is very attractive. It has an aluminum finish around the entire edge, around the entire front of the device, and also on the back of the device as well. So it's crafted entirely out of this really nice material that's kind of reminiscent of some Apple products, so you do have a very high quality in terms of construction. But the quality in construction comes at the cost of the device being 3.06 pounds, which is pretty heavy to carry around on a day-to-day basis, and the tablet part is surprisingly hefty to carry around. That said, you do have extremely good battery life. It lasts about 48 hours of continuous usage before you have to recharge it with the tablet put into the base. And so the tablet itself, which can actually be detached on the front here, has a separate battery on board, and the keyboard that you see that it's being attached to right now also has a separate battery. So when the two batteries are put together, very good battery life. In terms of specifications, we have an Intel Atom processor clocked at 1.8 GHz that is a dual-core chipset, so not quite Bay Trail, which is the quad-core new chipset and architecture that Intel is working on. We do have 2 GB of DDR3 RAM, in addition to also a 64 gigs of storage, which is flash storage. It's a solid-state drive. And in addition, we have Bluetooth 4.0, Wi-Fi, BG, and N, and that's about it. There's no other wireless capabilities like 3G or 4G or anything like that. Something I don't really like about this particular computer is the fact that it uses a proprietary charger. There's an LED indicator on here, and it's pretty lightweight and easy to carry around. However, it uses this extremely rare 30-pin kind of connector. It's not like Apple. It is reminiscent of some older Apple designs out there, but it's proprietary. Other HP computers don't tend to use this connector, and so if you want to get a replacement charger, it's going to cost around $60, which is very, very expensive. Taking a look at the design now, again, very, very slim, very sleek in the hands. On the front here, we have access to an 8.0 megapixel autofocus-enabled camera with an LED flash that takes pretty good photos and also 1080p HD video. The front of the device is pretty scratch-resistant despite being plastic, but the chrome edging here is more prone to scratches and smudges. On the right-hand side of the unit, we have access to the charger port, in addition to a full USB 2.0 port. There's no USB 3.0 on this device, unfortunately. There's a power on and off switch on the top, on the tablet part. There's also a full-sized SD card slot, which is great for putting in SD cards from cameras and the like. On the right-hand edge, we have access to a volume rocker. It's tactile and easy to press, in addition to a second USB 2.0 port, a 3.5mm headphone jack, and a full-sized HDMI output to connect to HD televisions. Unfortunately, that means there are only two USB 2.0 ports on the device in total, which is a bit ridiculous considering the size of this thing. It is an ultra-portable, but still, we wish there was going to be more than two USB ports. On the side here, there's a bit of an HP logo on the hinge, and there's some rubber feet protecting the device on the back from any scratches or smudges, and so it's not going to easily slide around on desk surfaces. And overall, again, the build quality is extremely impressive. The battery is built in and cannot be user replaced, unfortunately. So in terms of design and hardware, it certainly strikes a chord. Many people actually thought this was actually a Mac rather than an HP Windows-based computer. So very, very attractive and very beautiful in terms of fully open. You can see that the hinge is very smooth, very lucid, and easy to actually rotate, open, close, and get wider and more narrower. It relies on a slightly strange hinge mechanism in the sense that the hinge actually props up the laptop at a tilted degree, which makes typing a bit easier and also better for watching movies. But you can see how it has this interesting tilted angle in the back. Personally, I think that it's a bit awkward, especially if you're going to be typing on your lap, if you're using it for lap typing, perhaps in bed, but when putting on a Surface, it's extremely stable and has a nice view for you to actually type on the keyboard. Speaking of, the keyboard also takes some notes from perhaps Apple and Mac computers. It has this interesting chiclet layout, which is extremely tactile, responsive, and easy to type on. Compared to other ultra portables and hybrid computers out there, this is one of the best keyboards on an 11-inch laptop, period. It's extremely well spaced, the keys are well defined, they're tactile, risen above the Surface, and overall a joy to use. The spacebar is extremely even and easy to type on, and we found ourselves making little to no mistakes when typing out on this keyboard. In fact, it comes pretty close to being a full-sized Windows keyboard. On the top here, there is a dedicated row of icons for you to select from: play pause, skip tracks on your computer, change the brightness on the screen, and there's also some widescreen modes, Wi-Fi modes, and also a print screen and delete keys on the top. So overall, the keyboard is well-spaced, tactile, and easy to use. Down below here, we also have a trackpad. Of course, if you don't want to use the touchscreen, you have this secondary option. The trackpad is large, spacious, and comfortable to use, and measures roughly 4 inches diagonally, and it's also made out of glass, so it's very smooth, very easy to press. The entire trackpad is also a one-click key, so you can actually press down on it anywhere you want, and you can still click and select on different icons. The left-hand side features a double-tap feature that you can use to turn the trackpad on and off, and the left and right-click keys are also well-defined and easy to press. The trackpad also supports multi-touch gestures, sliding up and down, and all the Windows 8 gestures that we've come to appreciate. The tablet side of things is also pretty responsive and lucid. We found ourselves easily tapping away and actually using the actual tablet side of the computer itself. It's pretty responsive and adequate for general usage. We found ourselves using it pretty well for web browsing. I will say that for gaming purposes and also watching perhaps some movies and YouTube that's 4K resolution and above, it becomes a bit more difficult just because the processor isn't as powerful as some competitors out there. And as a result, this is really quite limited to doing basic tasks like perhaps emails, some basic productivity and office tools. You don't have Office built into the device, unfortunately, so it's not something that you can actually change and tweak, but with that being said, it actually is pretty responsive as far as a tablet computer goes. There isn't a Wacom Digitalizer built in, so you can't use this for drawing and doodling purposes or taking notes, but it still runs any other legacy Windows program quite well. You can see here it transitions into the Windows 8.1 Metro UI very well. You can use the cursor to slide around and glide around. It's responsive, it's lucid, it's easy to use. Now, again, for more extensive applications that are heavier on the more taxing on the GPU and CPU, it becomes less impressive in terms of performance. In fact, again, playing back some HD videos made the device stutter. That said, the Wi-Fi range is very good, the battery life is excellent, and we didn't have any issues in terms of in editing documents. Playing a few very, very basic games on here also worked fine. The built-in keyboard here just relies on a Windows 8.1 layout. It's spacious, comfortable, easy to use. Bluetooth range and performance was also quite strong. Again, you can see here everything takes a bit slower to load than perhaps on a full computer. And if you really have many applications open at the same time, it is going to stutter and get slower than as opposed to an actual computer that's a bit more powerful in terms of performance. But for general lightweight usage, it more than does the job and does the job pretty well. So just taking a quick look at the specifications on here. We also have on the inside a webcam on the very top. That's a Crystal Eye webcam that does pretty good in low light situations. And on the bottom here, there's a Beats Audio enabled speaker that's stereo and very, very loud. And so if you want a really good ultra portable with a good speaker, this is a good option to consider. Otherwise, you can plug in a pair of 3.5mm jacks, and the device also works pretty well in terms of providing that experience and listening to music. So very good audio quality is one of the reasons why you might want to consider this device. And so over here we have some more settings and stuff about the computer itself, such as over here you can see has Windows 8, and it has a 3.3 rating Intel Atom, 1.8 gigahertz, 32-bit operating system on the computer, 2 gigabytes of RAM, it supports 5-touch multi-touch, and overall the performance is, as you expect, pretty decent, not the best out there, but it does the job certainly, and it certainly does feel like a high-end ultra portable or a high-end netbook for those purposes. You do a pretty good job on the hinge mechanism. It's very easy to remove, so simply slide the bar to the left over here, and we can take the tablet part off by sliding it upwards, and it takes very little force to get it off, but it stays in place quite well due to the usage of magnets on the actual keyboard dock. These have magnets on the very back, so they keep the tablet into place when you are using it. The tablet itself also contains an accelerometer, so you can actually rotate the screen and it will automatically change orientation, as you can see here, and it can actually change back if you tilt it back, so it works pretty well for those purposes. The HP Envy X2 is an impressive hybrid tablet that performs pretty much as you expect in the labs, not fantastic, but it does the job done, but it offers a lot of style when doing that. Is that worth the $900? We don't really think so, but again, if you do want an 11-inch tablet in an attractive unibody finish that's crafted out of aluminum and also offers pretty adequate performance, and I think that this is a good candidate to consider. Overall, you can check out our full written review on our website. This has been our first look/mini review of the HP Envy X2 Hybrid Tablet Convertible.